Our Heavenly Father, praise you for your goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. And because of your great sacrifice, we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Greetings, saints. Our reading is 1 Corinthians 3:18-23 NLT. Stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you are wise by this world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the scriptures say, he traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows they are worthless. So don't boast about following a particular human leader. For everything belongs to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Peter, or the world, or life and death, or the present and the future. Everything belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. So what wisdom are we talking about? There's the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. In Isaiah 55 verse 8, we read, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So human wisdom is minuscule and quite pathetic compared to God's wisdom. Similar sentiment is in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 20-23. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish. Since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is foolish to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who seek human wisdom. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, the Jews are offended, and the Gentiles say it's all nonsense. So here again we see that human wisdom is foolishness compared to God's wisdom. A few verses before that in 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross is foolish for those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. So the message of salvation, the message of the cross, doesn't make sense to the unbeliever, those that have been deceived and blinded by the enemy. But those who choose to believe, it is the very power of God. And yet wisdom seems like a good thing. In Ecclesiastes 4 verse 11, NET. Wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing. It benefits those who see the light of day. Again in Proverbs 4 verse 7, Literal Standard Version, which is similar to Young's Literal Translation. The first thing is wisdom. Get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. So how come wisdom is good and bad? It seems that wisdom is a good thing, and it is a good thing. But when people try to use logic and reasoning, well, actually illogic. What I'm talking about is the theory of evolution and where life actually originated from. Those who believe in evolution say that it all started with a big cosmic soup, and it started with nothing that became something, and out of that something it became soup, and then out of the soup came amoebas, and then it developed into fish, and then the fish walked on land, and then, yeah, so it carries on. That kind of reasoning is man's attempt to explain the existence of human beings without God. And that kind of trying to pit your brain against what is in reality purely God's doing. The creation was God's doing. But that attempt to try and explain away the existence of humankind without acknowledging God, that is total and pure foolishness. So we see that being wise is good, as in Proverbs 4 verse 7. But being wise in your own eyes and feeling stuck up about it, and if it leads to pride, that's when it becomes dangerous. And if we try and explain away God's work by some other nonsensical explanation, And believe me, the origins of evolution take way more faith than Genesis 1, where God said, let there be light. That nothingness becoming somethingness that became the soup that became an amoeba is just a wild stretch of somebody's imagination. And yeah, even Darwin himself said it was just a theory, and that was on his deathbed. So maybe he did realize that it was all foolishness. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is that when people try to reason away the gospel, when they try to reason away creation, when they try to reason away God, that's when they get into big, big problems. So wisdom, like money and the internet, is not good or bad. Wisdom is a good thing to pursue, and understanding. But that wisdom that we're talking about is God's wisdom, because we are opening our minds to the truth and realities of God's word. That is the wisdom that we should seek for. Enough about wisdom. The last part of our scripture today is about having everything you need. Psalm 23, verse 1, NLT. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. The same sentiment is in 2 Peter 1, verse 3. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. So every born-again believer, every child of God, every saint, that's you and me, has everything we need to live the kind of life that is holy, that is pleasing to God. Why? Because God gives us the righteousness of Christ. Remember the divine swap. It's in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. So He gives us His righteousness, and He's given us His authority. Jesus Himself said so in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Jesus came and told His disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Those are red letter words. That's what Jesus Himself said. So there's no excuse, there's no reason to not share the good news of His salvation, of His sacrifice, of His death, resurrection and ascension, and His coming return. So, shine your light.